Well, good morning. It is 6:30 a.m. on Saturday, February 18th, 2023. 43 degrees, which is just a skosh over 6 degrees Celsius. 94% humidity, because Portland. As I commence my stroll along the glassy waters of the Willamette River that winds its way through the city of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. The river is quite calm this morning. It's lovely. I can tell it's calm because I can actually see the reflect. There's like a dozen bridges, right, in Portland, and there's one arches way over the river just to the north of my marination spot there, and I could actually see the reflection of the bridge in the water. And normally you can't do that because rippling waters, dispersing light beams, blah blah blah, science. But you can't see the reflection of the bridge because the water is too choppy. Not this morning. This morning, the water is very still because it's very still in general. And I can hear a train down the way. I think by the time we get to Steel Bridge, it's going to get a little noisy. Brace yourself. While I was sitting there marinating, a boat horn blew like two or three times. And it was wild because the echo, it was so loud, so intense of a boom, of a horn blow, that for like 5 or 8 seconds after it stopped, you could hear the echoes bouncing around the whole city. You could hear it as it was like chasing it with my ears. I was ear chasing the sound as it made its way out from its emanation point and whatever. But you generally don't hear that level of echo and reverberation because the sound isn't strong enough, doesn't have enough oomph behind it to sustain those extended bouncing echoes. But I could hear the sound waves bouncing down for seconds afterwards. It was very cool. And my definition of very cool is a little unusual, I think, but it was very striking. So last night, I saw Clue at Experience Theater was the name of the company, and it was held in Beaverton, which is about 20 minutes away, not bad at all, and it was held in a Masonic lodge. It's like, okay, interesting venue. I don't know if that's their usual venue. I'm betting it's not. But for this particular performance, it was very appropriate because what they had done, it was an immersive theater experience. They had set up all the room. Okay, first of all, the script was based on the movie, and very strongly based on the movie. The jokes, there weren't any jokes in the play that weren't in the movie, which was a little disappointing. It was very much a translation, not even an adaptation. It was a translation, excuse me, from the film to stage, which it was okay. The text was all right. But the setting was, so it's Clue, so you've got the lounge and the dining room and the library and the kitchen and the blah blah blah. So they had parsed out this big open room in the Masonic Lodge into each of those rooms. And around the outside of every one of those rooms, interspersed among the various furniture pieces you would expect in a sitting room, or a library or whatever, were chairs, the seats for the audience. So all of us were seated in one of the rooms. Now, of course, there were no walls between the rooms. Those were kind of implied and set up by like the chairs. But they had doorways set up, so there's, you know, going in and out of the doors and so on. But it was intriguing to it was an intriguing artistic choice to have the audience be right there. In fact, at one point, I had paid extra for a reserved seat, which I really needn't have done. I didn't realize that it wasn't an issue, but oh well. But at one point, there was a note in the program saying that if an actor taps your knee, to get up and find another seat. And that happened in the first act. Me and the person next to me both got tapped, and we had to find other seats. It was like musical chairs in the middle of the performance. And that was, that was strange. Artistically, it's a bold choice and an intriguing theatrical endeavor, experience, yada yada, all of that. I didn't care for it at all for a number of reasons. Train's right there, so it's gonna get loud. I can imagine what the waveform is going to look like in this big bulge. Show bridge. Ding. So I didn't care for it because when you're in the audience for a conventional theater presentation, whether it's proscenium or thrust or arena, you're still, there's a separation, I guess. There's a sense of, anonymity and security that you don't have to, you can focus all of your attention on the performance and the players, and you don't have to allocate any time brain slices to, how you're sitting or are your socks pulled up or blah blah blah, those things that go through your head when you know people are looking at you, and you know people are, because everybody is looking at everybody else, because we're all seated in a circle around this room. And when the action is happening in your room, the entire place is not looking at you specifically, but you are in their field of vision. So it felt a little uncomfortable in that regard. Not discomfort per se, but I didn't have that sense of being able to just enjoy the show. And then, because the actors were right there, and you were literally in the same room with them the whole time, the farthest they were ever away from you was like 12, 15 feet, across the room. So those, acting in that intimate a space requires a different presentation, and several of the actors were performing like they were on stage and projecting to the back of the house and blah blah blah, and yeah, so it was entertaining. It was fun. The performances on the whole were good. But it very much felt like one of those things that you go to support the arts or to support the company. Not necessarily because, holy crap, that was amazing. That was a great show. I guess I'm spoiled by Open Stage. You know, whatever else was going on there, socially, politically, blah, 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 they did some amazing shows. And they had a really solid core of actors that you'd be proud to share stage with. And that was last night. I mean, I didn't get that I want to be a part of this feeling. And I thought about that afterwards. It's like, I got this, it's like, are you being arrogant? Are you being proud? Are you too good for this place? Morning.
Do you have a cigarette?
I don't, sorry. What? Do I look like I have a cigarette? What the hell? That derailed my train of thought. Oh, yes. Morning.
Morning.
What the hell? Freaking traffic on the Riverwalk. Damn. But was I being, you know, too full of myself to deign to assign my apply my God-given talent to a group of performers, actors, a company? And the answer is a qualified yes, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm becoming aware of how I'm spending my time. And this isn't a new thing. This is a thing that's been going on for years now. But, you know, a theater production is a significant commitment. And if I'm going to allocate that much of my life to a thing, I want it to be something, I'm going to use the words worthwhile, but I mean substantive. I don't know. I'm equating it to like a game, like a D&D game. And maybe I'm being a little high-minded about it all. I mean, theater, I guess it depends on what my objective is in doing the thing, in being in the show. Is it to create art and stretch myself as a professional? Or is it to just enjoy the company of fellow thespians and put on a show and put on a strange skin for a while and strut about like someone else for a bit? Enjoy the experience of theater, of performance. And I'm not sure, I don't know how to answer that right now, because I didn't know the question until right now. Thank you for attending my TED Talk. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure. Further, I'll keep you posted on developments regarding that particular thing, but I am strolling under the Broadway Bridge, which means that's a wrap for Saturday. Saturday, the weekend is upon us. Big breakfasts, naps in the afternoon, perhaps. a show, maybe, in your horizon? Who knows? It's the weekend, fraught with possibility. I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope you chase down some of those possibilities. Follow those echoes of desire down the canyons of life. See where it takes you. See what I did? I tied that in. Yeah, nice circular thing there. But however it goes down, you can always embrace the words of the mighty Zigzag Claiborne, who tells us, despite everything, create. Man, crows are in the air. I'm getting ready to head back out again. But, yeah, add to the world. Add your own echoes to the world, right? Add your own little boom to the sound of the world and see where the echoes bounce. I'm just really working that metaphor hard, aren't I? And I will tell you that if you're going to love, love fearlessly, because that's always worth it. And I will do the same. I won't talk to you tomorrow, but I will talk to you Monday. So have a fabulous weekend. Until then, y'all take care, and I'll talk to you soon.